This is your host, John A. Wilson. Kind of like inventor. First name is Tom. Tom as in Tom X. This is the Connected Dots Radio Show. Phone show, you can call in, maybe. 276-008 and Connected Dots in your own way. Ask a question, I'll give an answer. Tell a joke, I don't know. Or you can talk about serious things, like a serious talk tonight on the BBS Radio Network. That's it. BBS, more powerful than the British BBC, which is fake news now and fake broadcasting. But BBS is not fake, it's real. The people on have the shows here real. We talk the truth, unadulterated. We don't have to answer to any corporate stupid executive telling us what we can or can't say. So interesting stuff tonight. James had some people on representing the Academy of Future Science. They were talking about the book, Keys of Enoch, the Book of Knowledge. And I've read that book for years. In fact, I mentioned it in my book, Connected Dots Theory. It's a very difficult book to read if you don't have an education in physics or mathematics. So it's something you got to read and reread and reread. But there's so much valuable information in that book. And by the way, the person who wrote the book, I met him several times, Dr. J.J. Hertek, a real human being that really had some good connections in the universe. In fact, I'll tell you a little story. I believe it's in the front of the book, but just to inspire you to go out and buy this book, The Keys of Enoch, and it's written in 1973, I believe, but his story is how he got all this information to write the book. Was he was a professor of physics and a spiritual person, and he was in his room praying for the meaning of life. Now, that's a real sincere prayer. And the famous being Enoch, the one that's mentioned in the Bible, showed up as a light being and says to him, as he's praying in his room, which is the way, the most important type of prayer. That's how Jesus taught mankind to pray. Go in your room, be alone, with no one around listening, then you can be totally honest. So the being Enoch shows up in his room as a being of light and says to Dr. Hertek, who's praying for the meaning of life, he goes, "Are you ready?" It's almost like a movie. Are you ready? And Dr. Hertek said, yes. And an envelope of light was put around him. He was taken out in what's sometimes referred to as a Merkaba, vehicle of light. And he was brought out to different parts of the universe near the Orion constellation and shown many things. And then he was gone from the Earth for about 2 days, and they programmed his mind to write all the information in this book, and boy, is there a ton of information in there. Great information, you know. They talk about the Keys of Enoch. You want to know, you know, everybody's familiar with Star Trek, you know, the original one, Captain Kirk, Spock, Scotty, the engineer, and the famous line, "Beam me up, Scotty," where they use the transporter. Take your molecules apart and put them back together, and you miraculously transport from the planet to the ship, back to the planet, and everything else. And the Keys of Enoch explains basically how they do that. Is that amazing? And it's in this book. This book was written in 1973. Of course, you need some basic understanding of about things like pyramids and cubes and broadcasting of frequencies and angles and vectors and those kind of terminologies, but there's a lot of pictures in there too. This book that it shows you the pictures. Picture says 1,000 words. They show you how the pyramids are set up, the double cubes and replicas are made, and how they have the tri and bilateral spacecraft that combine two or three universe realities together at the same time. I mean, this book has so much. Like I said, you'll be reading it for years, and there's that much in it. And that's why, remind me, talk about books, that's why I recommend people buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because it's an introduction to all these kind of things, and I use simple words. You don't need anything more than a high school education to understand my book, because I completely eliminated all the fancy words, and if there's anything that has to be used as a fancy word, I provide a definition for it and explain it thoroughly. So anybody with a high school education can read my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and it introduces you to the basic building blocks and the basic dimensions of what the universe is based upon. Keys of Enoch gives you the detailed knowledge of how to beam me up, Scotty, and how the higher realities elevate the lower worlds, which is happening right now to our world. I mean, if you're not aware of what's going on behind the scenes, like, just go on Twitter or go on YouTube and search the YouTubes. One video after another, we got beings of light from the Pleiades, the Arcturians, the Sirians. The list goes on, and they're making videos through themselves, by themselves, or with human representatives who have incarnated into the Earth and are trying to anchor the love into our planet, because the love vibration increases the vibration, and that's where the future is. In order to evolve spiritually, which is what the real God is concerned about, that you evolve spiritually, because the real God is pure spirit. Personally known as the Heavenly Father, I'm shocked to find out is that the Galactic Federation of White People who are here, they're referring to God as Prime Creator, which, you know, I don't know. So it seems that we have a better end to God than even they do, because we've been taught how to refer and interact with the real God personally. You know, Jesus spoke about his Father in heaven. Well, he's our Father in heaven, too. And Father has nothing to do with sex or gender. People always want to argue that point. It's got nothing to do with that. In the beginning, I'll give you the real story here, and I kind of repeat it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, which I got from the what's known as the Fifth Apocalypse Revelation, which even has more information than the Keys of Enoch, if that was possible. In fact, when I met Dr. Herktok, I asked him, you know, did you ever bother to, you know, incorporate, correlate the Fifth Apocalypse Revelation into your book? And he said that right before he wrote his book, he was approached by somebody who wanted him to do that, and he decided, well, he wasn't going to fill his mind with all this other valuable information that would have been great to correlate, because he wanted to concentrate on what his mind had been programmed in a good way to write this book. And this book is just like an unbelievable amount of information. And of course, that was the beginning of his Academy of Future Sciences. Then he's got all kinds of things in there. Let me just briefly go over a few little interesting things to encourage you to go out and buy this book if you really want to know the details of how things are done, projection of frequencies, the shapes they use. He even has a picture of some of the five-faced pyramid on Mars with a few other little pyramids that he gained access to, and he puts them in the book. He goes into the 76 sacred names used in creation. I mean, this is valuable information if you're really interested in truth. You got, you know, things like amen, you know, the angel of light it's called Amen. You know, you ever wonder where that term comes from? No, it doesn't have anything to do with Amen Hot Top or from Egypt there. The word, it's an angel of light called Amen. And he also talks about in the near future, when the bad guys are finally removed and the event comes, referred to by the Galactic Federation of Light, they call it the event, when they finally land the spacecraft on the surface here and they make first contact, they're going to orchestrate a new type of reality on our world. And Keith Vinok mentions about groups of people of 10, and they'll be given two angelic guides, each of them. It could be Ophirin and Seraphim or Benai alone. Just like, I don't know. There's just so much information in this book. I could stand here and talk for hours about the information in this book. And if you want to know the details behind the truth and all mysteries explain what 666 really refers to. No, it's not all the guesswork about the year something's going to happen. You know, the Bible says, Jesus says it's man's number. Somehow that got transferred into the devil's number. And 666, I'll explain it to you, but it's further explained in the book in the Keys of Enoch. It's in description of an energy field. Each six represents a different aspect of an, we can call it an energy field. And so there's the, like in the Bible it says, let him who has wisdom decipher man's number 666. Well, it refers to the zone of reality. Each six represents a different thing. Specifically, well, you can search that one yourself, what each six represents. But that's what it, six, the mystery of 66 is. It has nothing to do with the devil's number. Of course, you know, Satanists and other characters have taken that number and they use it. And they've got pictures in this book about interference patterns. Actually, the same kind of patterns that show up if you have eye enhancement happening to you, people call migraines, you know, that's ignorant doctors for you. It's actually an eye enhancement that will start from the center of your eye. It happens to me all the time. You know, sometimes it happens like every couple of days and then go a month or two, nothing will happen, and it'll show up again. Something starts with a frequency pattern in the center of your eye and then goes out to the edges and disappears off. You know, some people get these, some don't. It's nothing to worry about when it happens, though. I love it when it happens. I just lay down and, wow, just let it happen. And so I know from experience it's nothing bad. And what other amazing things, I just got to go through this briefly because it was brought up, the Keys of Enoch. You know, it talks about the famous one named Metatron, who actually invented the electron. And the electron explains that it's a sub-electron within a super-electron, and everything exists within one electron. The old concept, like we're in the inside of a soap bubble or something. Well, that's kind of what it's explaining, that it's not, electrons are not exactly what we've been told they are. Yeah, we know that bits of energy that revolve around the nucleus of an atom, but apparently it's mind-boggling information there about what an electron really is, and it was invented by the one known as Metatron. And I'm not sure if he exactly, Metatron is an archangel or you know, he's some special spirit being. And I can tell you from having a lot of knowledge about the fifth apocryphal revelation that the number of spirit beings out there are astronomical. You know, it's not the old-fashioned story about the between humans and God, there's just angels and devils. No way. There are so many spirit beings all having different designations, orders, and purpose, and they are of pure spirit. They have nothing to do with physical reality. Some of them come down and interact with us from their realm, or they bring us into their realm so we can interact with them, and they make such means possible. They're not that common, but hey, more is on the way. The fifth apocalypse revelation talks about all these things. Anyhow, and I give the explain some of these important points in my book, Connected Dots Theory. If you don't know anything about any of this stuff, buy my book, because it'll be your introduction to multidimensional reality, frequencies, shapes, the importance of shapes, the correlation with chakras, the correlation with colors, all these important things that people should have been taught when they were in grade school. In fact, that's one of the reasons I'm running for president again, you know. I'm doing it for the ethical reasons. There's a scripture in the Bible, Mark 9, 35th verse. The one who wants to be the leader has to be the servant of all, and that's the basis for me running for president. Because I'm a knowledgeable person, I know that solutions to all the problems, basically, they're pretty easy to solve. In fact, they're known already. The reason they're not solved is because the whole thing's being wrongly controlled by greedy people, even greedy aliens and control freaks that want to just use human race as a slave population. Whereas we're being denied the opportunity to evolve, and we need to evolve. That's an important point of life. And from the real God's point of view, evolving is spiritually. You know, that, you know, it doesn't have to do with other things. The real God is concerned about your spiritual involvement, because you're never going to get to meet God unless you become pure spirit, and it's a long way up the ladder. You know, I've mentioned it before. Supposedly there's 570 bodies that you can try on for size before you get to pure spirit, where you don't have a body anymore. As the last show ended, you know, think about that spot in the middle of your forehead, somewhere between the skin, I guess, and the pineal gland, and you, you know, center your thinking there and say, "Who am I?" Well, you know, that's an important concept to perceive, because who am I? I'm a spirit in a physical body. And most of you out there are spirits in physical body. You're living the life in what's called the human physical body on planet Earth, in the galaxy, in the solar system, and that's who you are. Our reality, most of us who've lived on the Earth here, we're just interacting with the first, second, and third dimensional realms. In fact, some of us don't even connect with the first and second. We're just stuck in the third. The Earth is being moved up into the frequencies of what's known as the fifth dimension. And actually, it's frequency change. Every dimensional level, you've heard these terms, dimensions. You know, there's the basic 12. Each one has what's called the overtones sometimes, divided by 12. So it's 12 times 12 is 144 possible realities that could probably exist in the same space and time if there was a reason for it. But the basic 12 dimensions, every level, we call them vertical dimensions, like 12 pancakes stacked up on top of each other. The vertical dimensions, they're multiples of 10, the frequency level. And then there's multiples of 100, and sometimes the frequency level is multiplied by 1,000. And the frequencies are transmuted. You want to go to a higher dimension, you have to increase the frequencies. And it's all done automatically, pretty much. Yeah. That's what's great about multidimensional physics. You don't have to figure it out. It's all figured out for you. You just have to learn how to interact with it. And what's known as the platonic solids, the five platonic solids, given that name because Plato, the philosopher of somewhat ancient times, not that long ago, he talked about them, and they accredited the name of calling these five basic building blocks. They're the underlying weave of physical reality, but they're also the common denominators whereby energy is sent along vectors between the vertexes that describe the shapes. And another reason to buy my book, Connected Dots Theory, because I talk about the sparkling points of light that come out. I had to coin that phrase because nobody else had a name for what I, we could say, rediscovered. You know, when I came across this, it was the inspiration to write the book. Eventually, it took me years to get the information to explain it, but this is a reality. Sparkling points of light coming out of the sky, opening up a realm to a connection to another reality. They're correlates. They are correlates of the five platonic solids, and they focus the energies through the focal points that define the vertexes of geometric shapes. And the technical explanation for that, it can be found in what's known as a book called The Crystal Connection. Now, talk about going on an Easter egg hunt. To find that book, good luck. You know, mine got pretty worn out, and it explains, it's the best book that explains scientifically how the energies, the interdimensional zones that transmute the energies from one set of frequency parameters up to another higher set or faster moving. Again, that's why you need to buy my book, Connected Dots Theory, because I make this so simple for you. Even a junior high school person can understand and grasp this, how it all fits together. You know, geometry is used to vector off energies, transmute energies from lower, slower vibrational realms like our physical reality. You know, I have said it before, everything is made out of light. What we're living in here in physical reality, it's slow moving light. And the higher you go up the dimensions, the less physical you become, to where you could say you become thinner and almost ghost-like before you finally can get to the point of being pure spirit. And nobody gets to meet the real God until he becomes pure spirit. All these stories in the past about people saying they met God. No, they didn't meet God. Fifth Apocalypse Revelation clearly explains that they met higher dimensional beings that resembled beings of light, resemble what we would imagine maybe God looks like. You know, this is the old misinterpretation of man was created in the image of God. No, that doesn't mean God is an old man with a white beard, though some people would like to believe that. The word image, give me also, and the more correct interpretation of the images, the image was created by the thinking of God, which whom is pure spirit. God has no physical shape. He's ultra-powerful, ultra-white, blinding light, if you have to describe him in some kind of physical thing. So if you were standing before God, which is kind of really impossible, because you have to be spirit to be in the presence of the real God, God can enter into your body. But to be in the presence of the real God, you have to be pure spirit. You have to be taken out of the universes. And that's another thing good about the Key to Three. Now, they talk about the different types of universes. There's sun universes, super universes, and there's more than one type of universe. And, of course, there's many, many universes. And all we need to be thinking about is the one universe we're in, filled with plenty of galaxies, and that's enough. But there's other universes that we'll never connect with on our way up the ladder. To meet God. There's always the possibility when you get really high up and become pure spirit, you can venture off into the other universes then. I mean, when you're in eternal realms, you have all the time in the world, as the saying goes. but anyhow, all this stuff is in books already. I tell people to buy my book, Connected Dots Theory, because if you haven't encompassed all this knowledge that I'm talking about, and I'm talking about years of gathering knowledge, the best place to start off is get a copy of Connect the Dots Theory. The pictures are amazing. You'll get, I've got pictures in this book. You know, I have to do a sales pitch on it because the company, you know, they just didn't have a good plan. You know, I thought they were going to get me what I want when I signed up, and I didn't quite get what I wanted. But, you know, it was important to get the book out. But I've got a lot of amazing pictures in there that nobody else has in any of the book. I've never seen it. And that's what, again, that was the inspiration for writing the book, because I stumbled across things that I saw with my own two eyes, experienced, that nobody had ever talked about. There are no books. There's some of the things that I present in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, nobody else talks about these things. Nobody else has pictures of these things. And I've read books like The Keys of Enoch, which has all this high tech knowledge about how the higher realities work with us and how they show up and they lift us up and they bring us into the other realms and increase our vibration and help us evolve. Yeah, you know, that's what the Keys of Enoch has, all that important information in it. But in my book, I've got a lot of easier to understand things, but I've got pictures of things that no one else on the face of this world has. And I talk about some of the discoveries I made in the book with pictures to back it up. And where I didn't have a picture, because I knew how to do artwork, I drew some pretty accurate drawings of what was visible. I just didn't happen to have a camera around. And, you know, I follow these people on Twitter, Galactic Federation of Light representatives. I tell everybody to go to at Cobra Info 1. You know, because there's a lot of information being revealed to us. And one of the main things that I've come across is that they're working with a set of different information than I've come across in my life long before they even showed up to do this event that's in the process of being done now. So that's very interesting that different parts of the universe, different civilizations have different bits of information. You know, and like, who has the real story here? I mean, I was just listening to E.T. Yoga, I believe, Mr. Green there, and he was doing, at the end of his show, he's talking about some basic information. He started talking about the Draconians, which I don't know too much about, I have to admit. But, you know, I've heard so much talk about them from other people, about they destroyed three planets, came here and destroyed three planets. Well, it doesn't jive with the information I've come across. And we got to say, and then there's the Anunnaki information about they have their story. And then, you know, there's just too many different stories out there. So some of these things, like, well, who has the real story? I personally, my Bible is the fifth apocryphal revelation because it's the most authoritative bits of information. It's information that wasn't only information, really, that got put into a book that didn't involve a human being having to remember something to write something down, you know, which makes it, gives it more validity. And that's my, how I determine that that information is more accurate. Plus, it's the only one who actually describes the first creation, which I retell in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. No, it was not Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, in fact, it mentions that was a fabricated story based on storytelling for years and years and years of retelling stories. And a little bit gets lost in the translation and all that. And when it was finally written down by the Jewish scribes, no, that was... that isn't exactly how it happened at all. Read the real Adam and Eve story makes perfect sense. You know, it talks about human behavior, and it talks about something that made sense. You got seduced to have sex with somebody, and that's what was metaphorically talking about the apple and all that. So that's a believable story that a woman can get conned by a guy to have sex when she wasn't supposed to. She was only supposed to have sex with Adam, and they were supposed to uplift the human race. But the real first creation, you know, and that supposedly happened 36,000 years ago. Again, you rely on the Bible, their ancient history revelation, trying to trace it back to Adam and Eve. It's all wrong. They just made it up because they wanted to, the scribes, Jewish, they wanted to connect the Jewish people to Adam to say, hey, we're direct descendants. You know, people are. But the first creation, I'll just tell you briefly, it started when we talk about the creator of all, that is, well, at one particular point in time when creation started, there was only God, personally known as the Heavenly Father, the source of all that is. And in an instant, he doesn't mean male in this case. He is the term that was used, we use to describe that, because there was, in the beginning, there was no male, female, gender, or anything like that. Everyone was referred to as he. Stop arguing about this, right? This is the official story. So in an instant, the one source of all that is became first a duality, where it was just the Heavenly Father and the Eternal Son, and then instantly following that became the Trinity with the Infinite Spirit, the third part of the Trinity. And from that point on was the beginning of creation. And all the original creations created by the Trinity of Paradise, there's many Trinities that exist, but God is the Trinity of Paradise. He operates with a threefold personality. That's the easiest explanation. And all the original creations were an infinite amount of time, were all spirit beings. Physical reality doesn't happen until the creator gods were created. And just for your information, Jesus is one of those creator gods. He has a different name in the celestial world. Jesus became his name when he was born into the earth here, to experience part of his creations. Like, we're living in the universe, where the Lord Jesus Christ, as we know him here, is the supreme ruler. That's where the saying goes, you can't get to God except going through Jesus. That's it, I mean. That's why, because I've mentioned it before, it was on August 15th, the year 29 AD, all power in heaven was given unto Jesus of Nazareth, who at that point became the Lord Jesus Christ, having full authority over everything. And that's God's appointed ruler of the universe that we live in, and that's how it is. It's not to be debated, it's been revealed to us, that's how it is. And it wasn't until the creator gods, which, like I said, Jesus is one of them, who showed up and lived a life as a man, who said, everything I tell you in his teachings are only what the Heavenly Father tells me. How many people came to earth and actually made that statement? I think he's the only one on record of doing that. When I talk to you, I'm pretty much talking, I'm making it up as I go, pulling on eons of knowledge that my mind is connected to. And basically, that's it. Jesus is the only creator God, but that's what creator gods do. Once they're given the power to co-create with the real God, all power comes from the real God, and they're given authority to use that power for living creatures, etc., etc., and they make creations for their universe, which eventually they get full control of. At the point they're ready to start putting the creatures in the world, in their universe, and we're in the Lord Jesus' universe, that's when the female, he gets his female counterpart spirit being to co-create with. So again, there's another trinity there. There's the one we know as the Lord Jesus Christ. He decides it's time to put living creations into my world. And there appears instantly a female counterpart, and him, the male, the female, his female counterpart, and the Heavenly Father, as another type of Trinity, begin to create the creatures. And of course, also Jesus, known as an only begotten Son, which is a title. It doesn't mean he's the only one. A lot of bad interpretations in the Christian world out there. But, you know, we all make bad interpretations until we find out what the accurate ones are. And so anyhow, that's where the male-female stuff starts. And, of course, all creation in the universe outside of the first two creations, which I already told you about, it's co-creation. That is the way of the universe. Hey, you're a human being, probably. All people are born into this world. We're born good human beings. It's the the rotten evil control of our world that teaches people to become non-loving, you know. That's why they say we're on a prison planet, we're in a hostage world, but it's all going to change. The so-called Pleiadian starseeds are here anchoring in the light. It's kind of amazing that other beings from other systems would volunteer to come here and do a task like that. That has to, it's part of the plan to finally get rid of all this evil that's interfering with the human race evolving. And as I talked before, hey, this is Colin Radio Show. Number's 888-627-6008. If you got anything of importance, call in. Hey, I put a, I happen to, I tweeted, Cheech and Chong, famous comedians from the past. They're still famous. They probably, nobody reads their tweets. I said, call in. I'll match a joke for joke because, you know, it's important to have fun. But I don't think they got the message or they're too stoned to call in. yeah, dial the phone, what's that? Anyhow, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I was talking about different sets of information, like who has the accurate information? Recently, I came, somebody was Dr. Joseph McNamara, talking about the phi angle and being 51 degrees, 51 minutes, 19 seconds. And that's supposedly the slope of the Great Pyramid. You know, then I happen to know in another book that I recommend, if you can get it, The Crystal Connection, they talk about the angle of the pyramid, I think 51 degrees, 51 minutes, 14 seconds. Then we talk, there's a info I picked up on the internet where they're listing all the angles of the pyramids, and they have the Great Pyramid listed at 51 degrees, 30 minutes, 35 seconds. So we have three different bits of information there. What is the real angle or the phi angle of the Great Pyramid? And I don't know. So, you know, maybe recent measurements, some of it's worn down, they don't have a proper angle. Of course, all the casing stones are missing. I'm sure after the event, they'll rebuild the Great Pyramid, put the casing stones back on so it can be fully activated, functional. It's still functioning. All the other pyramids are connected to the Great Pyramid. You pyramid people, I'm sure you know that knowledge. But anyhow, you got these different. So who has the correct angle for the? Hey, you're out there. You know, you're positive. You have the correct angle. Call in. It's somewhere around 51 degrees, 51 minutes. We can. Pretty much assume that down to the seconds. I don't know. That's probably up for debate still. But anyhow, hey, you believe you have the correct calling, 888-627-6008. Now, talking about pyramids, you know, one of the most interesting things I found out when I started investigating, like, information regarding all the pyramids in Egypt, and we're just talking about Egypt here, that there's eight pyramids that have an angle of 53 degrees, 7 minutes, 48 seconds. Now, why would there be eight pyramids using that specific angle? I don't know. It's a special angle that's connected to something. But that's a mystery that would be interesting to find the answer to. Anyhow, you know what I'm sick of? I have to say this. Of rotten lion pharmaceutical commercials on regular TV. You know, free TV. The major stations, you know, 2, 4, 7. Even on CNN and Fox and MSNBC, they all have these rotten, lying pharmaceutical commercials trying to con people into taking pharmaceutical concoctions for stupid little things like acne and stuff like that. And then they finish the commercial up by telling you, you know, you could... you could start foaming at the mouth. You could bust out in the hives. You could get a heart attack. You could become paraplegic, and you could experience nausea. But ask your doctor if it's okay for you. Well, with taking the risk of all these bad things happening to you, what are you, out of your mind? But people apparently get conned into that, you know. They got a picture of Cindy Lauper with her, perfect, no blemish face, and she's participating in this commercial that it's only because she uses pharmaceutical concoction that she doesn't have to worry about getting zits on her face or something like that. But when you listen to all the bad things that can happen to you, why would you want to take the chance? Doesn't even make any sense. And it's really annoying to see that stuff. But I guess pharmaceutical companies are the only one who can afford to buy the airtime to run a commercial on these big networks. And let's jump from pharmaceutical lies to Stargate, or jump through the Stargate. Again, more information, like who has the real information out here? You know, if you ever watch the show Stargate, which is a lot of good episodes, I hear they're the most accurate science fiction ones to believe, because supposedly a lot of the stories were supplied by the Air Force and other groups that really deal with aliens, extraterrestrial races. So a lot of the stories are based on a lot of truth. They mentioned that the Stargate was dug up in Egypt, okay? And, of course, we can understand why they might not want the exact space. Let you know the exact place. More recent information from Galactic Federation of Light people. Hey, you got to follow this guy on Twitter, CobraInfo1. You know, hashtag CobraInfo1. That the Stargate was actually found in Iraq, and that's why one of the reasons why. They keep the military troops there, and they keep the wars keep going because it's fighting over control of that Stargate area where the Stargate, one of the Stargates, was found. And then there's the other science fiction movies that because I'm a fan of science fiction, the last 50 years, they've been pumping out movies that are telling us about the ways of ETs, mostly the bad ones. But the good ones are here now, and that's what we need to concentrate on. But the stories about the bad ETs, it's important to understand that it's the basic plot is the same all the time. They come here, the bad guys come here from other planets, other universes. And the first thing they do is they mind control the government people, mind control the police. And if you look at what's going on in this world, government people all act like they're mind controlled. Some of the most stupid decisions being made in the world are being made right now in the year 2018. And the police, they're not acting rational. They're acting like they're mind controlled, you know. And there is a lot of mind control going on. All the bad guys on Earth, there's the artificial intelligence machines that they can point frequencies at you. They can put words in your mind where you actually hear somebody talking. What gets me is, you know, this happens on the news all the time. Some person goes berserk, does stupid things, and then they even talk about it. Yeah, the guy said he was hearing voices. Okay. When are we going to start believing that people hear voices, and that's what caused them to go out and do stupid things and do bad things, kill people and stuff like that? You know, why is it being ignored? Well, that's how far the mind control goes. You wonder, like, hey, there's chemtrail planes poisoning the earth. Why isn't the news people talking about it? Why isn't government talking about it or doing anything about it? The only explanation is the mind control is that thorough that they have everybody locked into a situation where everybody's afraid to talk, think, or take action. And we're all paying the price for it. The 5G is on, you know, they've got the system up, ready to go. We can only pray to God that it doesn't get turned on, because nobody is talking about it. I talk about it, 5G. It's not just going up one notch. By the way, I advocate people go out and buy themselves a microwave a meter. Since I bought mine, the I take it with me where I go. I'm amazed at all the dangerous areas that exist, and we're only with the 4G system now. And I'm walking down the street, and the thing is beeping. It's off the scale. The lights can't go any further. The numbers can't go any further, and it just gets pinned off the scale. And I'm talking about major areas where there's countless people, main avenues in Manhattan. You know, you walk down the street, you're in a microwave oven walking down the street. I feel sorry for the people that are spending a lot of time out there in these bad areas. And they've got all the local towns in the metropolitan area wired up with high voltage wires on the telephone poles, transformers, 2, 3, sometimes 4 transformers on a telephone pole. And all they have to do, they got loose wires hanging, and they got about 12 to 15 more wires between every telephone pole than there used to be. I mean, if you can't see this, you're walking around blind, you know, probably in you're locked in the cell phone matrix. But this is serious stuff. If they turn this on, and they're planning on turning on, they spend all this money doing all this, hanging all these wires and transformers, and all they got to do is put in the little broadcaster, 6-inch by 8-inch rectangle or something, hook that up, and that's going to be on the telephone pole in front of your house, and you're going to be microwave 24/7. And these frequencies vibrating at 90,000, vibrations per second, and this is going through your body and all your cells and through your brain. This is going to mess you up. It's going to create cancers. There are groups of doctors that are trying to lobby the Congress, but they don't understand it. They're not going to get through to the Congress. Congress, the only thing Congress listens to is bribe money. And these doctors, you know, they're trying to do it to reason. I mean, I've talked to some of these people, and I've told them, hey, I guess it's important that you try, but I'm not going to hold my breath on this, because I don't believe that, at least in the United States here, this government isn't going to listen to common sense. They only listen to money. And it's a sad story. I pray to God that this doesn't get turned on, because this thing that's cooking in the background, the event and the light coming to the earth and finally removing the bad guys, it's not going to happen next week. But the 5G could get turned on next week. In fact, my best guess is it's going to get turned on before the end of this year. Don't kid yourself that it won't, and I don't believe the event's going to happen before the end of this year, because you listen to the chatter from the Galactic Federation of Light, they're having difficulties. They're talking about hostage situations. They're talking about things are moving at a slow rate, and that doesn't sound too promising. Whereas you look out on the street how fast they set these things up, in a couple of weeks they can do a whole town. I tell you, it only takes a couple. And all the preliminary workers, all they have to do is send guys around with little 6-inch by 8-inch or 8-inch by 12-inch rectangles, hook them up and turn on the juice, and you're going to be microwave 24/7 from that day on. Where's government protecting us? Where's National Security Agency? This is a matter of national security. And they're doing it probably around the world right now, too. And they're still ignoring the chemtrails. So what does that leave? citizens, we have to take action. I go on Twitter, I say, people contact me, let's do something. But apparently everybody just wants to play armchair quarterback and hurl insults, which is fun to do, but things have to be done, and the government's failing us miserably because they're all mind-controlled. They're all bought out with money. Hey, bribing people is a form of mind control. Anyhow, I don't know what to say except that's what's happening. Meanwhile, what people can personally do is focus on projecting love. You know, it's easy to give love. Go to CD Baby, buy my songs Better Than Dylan. I have philosophical songs there. One of them is called It's Easy, and it's what I'm talking about. It's easy to give love. It's easy to project it. It's really that easy. All you have to do is want to do it, and you can do it. You know? You can project and think and understand. If you have conceptual thinking, you can think, I'm going to project my love out into the universe and then just envision it happening. Projecting green light out of your heart, and it'll go from one molecule to the next. It'll go through the interdimensional connection zones, and it'll reach through the other dimensions. And you can do that mentally. So think about projecting love. Think about bringing the love frequencies into the earth, and we can help make the event happen sooner. Because if we don't do it, who is going to do it? You know? Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, name of the show is Connect the Dots. Oh, I like to remind people before I go, hey, I am running for president of the United States. Go to BBS Radio, my show, Saturday, 10 p.m., Station 1, Connect the Dots. And you can find out about all I'm doing, find out how to donate to my campaign, and do that. You know, I'm out here fighting the world by myself. The least you can do, who just, like, want to sit back and listen, which is fine, show some support. I'm the only person qualified to really do the job. You know, it's going to take an independent person to get the donkeys and the elephants together, some cooperation, because nobody else seems to know how to do it. It's actually easy. But you got to have the guy at the head of the table, namely me, as the next president to do this. I could do it, no problem at all. I'll just, you know, tell these people, hey, you have to get along and you're going to go to work or you're going to be fired. Anyhow, end of the show, I'm going to do the countdown. When you go to the BBS radio station 1, Saturday, 10 p.m., you have all the connections there. Hit on the name of the show to take you to the CD Baby store where my music is. You know, purchase it. Then you're helping my campaign, too. Plus, you'll get an education. I have the most philosophical album ever put out by anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere. It's called Songs Better Than Dylan. Hey, and, you know, I don't BS. It's like the greatest collection of philosophical songs ever put on one album. And then I got the Party album, too. Okay, got to do the countdown, get out of here, and everybody, tell your friends, tune in next Saturday. And here we go, Mr. Engineer, and you're going to hear two of my original songs that you can get purchased at CD Baby. So here we go. Countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. my stance without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. All alone, I was here, took my stand without fear, getting clear to the